How true that is, we don't know. When the Lord will see fit to call us individually or to call the whole thing called earth. Yeah. And it will exist no more. We thank him for all of his wondrous blessings. Now, I know this probably need to be maybe about 3 or 4 minutes shorter than morning sermons, because you've just eaten, and when you eat in the middle of the day, things happen. And a lot of things happen, and you don't know they're happening. But we shall do what we shall do. In the book called Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I'm sure that's in your Bible. That's in the New Testament. Commencing with verse 5 through 11. We're delighted to see all of those of you here this evening. Good to have you who are visiting with us. Those who were going back to New York, they did get off safely. Romans chapter 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, or live with Christ. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no dominion over him. Why, in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Verse 11. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be what? Dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through or by Jesus Christ our Lord. Never again to die. To every man his work, to every woman her work. God has a plan for your life just as definitely as he had for his son, Jesus Christ. Let me reiterate that. God has a plan for your life just as definitely as he had for his son, Jesus Christ. Just as he had for Abraham, Moses, for Peter, for Paul. When we were baptized into Christ, we left the old life behind. That was the purpose. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new life of grace in Christ Jesus. Let us realize and understand the price that was made for us to have that glorious privilege in Christ Jesus. When we were lowered into the water, it was in similitude to the burial of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. when we were raised up out of the water in similitude of his resurrection, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are raised up from the dead to live in such a way that we please our Lord and Savior. All that Jesus did on planet Earth was to please his Heavenly Father. All that we do as a result of being buried in water baptism is to live a life of Jesus Christ for our Heavenly Father and to please him. Realizing that once we come up out of the water of baptism, we are in the new country of God's grace. Isn't that good news? We were included in Jesus' sin-conquering death. We are therefore included in his life-saving resurrection. We must understand who we are and whose we are. Never more, never again, will death have the rule and the last word over our life. We are dead to sin, but we are what? Alive to God. Therefore, do not give sin the time of day. You didn't hear me, did you? Just in case. Do not give sin the time of day. Remember, you have been raised from the dead, the death of sin. Praise God. We are to live at our highest and our best by God's grace. That's one of the reasons, one of the primary reasons that we have this book called the Bible. We are to devote all of our powers endeavoring to please our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Saul's question should be our question. The book is Acts. In Acts chapter 9, that's to your left if you're in the book of Romans. Acts chapter 9, beginning with verse number 1. In Acts chapter 9, let us begin with verse 1 and read a few verses here. And Saul, you remember him?
Yes,
this was before he became Paul. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to go down to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of those folk who had obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, you know the story, as he journeyed on his way, God interrupted his journey. Verse 3. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, he almost got there, and suddenly, there was a bright light shined around him from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for you to do what? To kick against the pricks. It's hard to kick against an ice pick, isn't it? And he, trembling, this big bad fellow, Christians afraid of him, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord says, Get up, go on down to the place where you were going, and it will be told you what you must do. to please me. Saul's question, Lord, what work, what endeavor, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Because Paul thought that he was doing the right thing. But Jesus didn't agree with him. When you obey the gospel of Jesus, called of God, as he was, the big quest of life is there. Now that I've been added to the body of Christ, now that I'm a Christian, now that I'm a child of God, Lord, what would you have me to do? What's the point of being baptized into Christ, baptized in the watery grave of baptism, if you don't plan to live to do the will of God? When you agree to be buried in water baptism, you are agreeing to do that which God has commanded one to do and become his adopted child. Pray tell, when you come up out of the water, the thing that you want to know, really know, get to know, is the answer to the question that Saul asked at the time. You obey the gospel to do the will of God so that you might enjoy the benefits of his Father. Otherwise, why bother? Why bother to be buried in water baptism if you don't plan to do the will of God? I'm going to do what I've been doing. The big quest of life is right there. You are, we become what God would have us to be. We become his adopted son, his adopted daughter. And our duty, our responsibility after that is to do what our Heavenly Father, our spiritual Father, commands his children to do. We are included in the sin, in God's liberality, is a better word that I can think, best word that I can, in God's liberality towards us. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, he could have just wiped those two out and started all over again. But because of his love, he didn't do that. We don't obey the gospel to continue living a life that we want to live. We obey the gospel and come under the influence and the guidelines and the commandments of our Lord, one who is now in charge of my life. I used to do what I want to do, but now I am in Christ Jesus. And if I want to have a good relationship with God, I must do his will. Because he's God. He's God. If any man, no matter who you are, no matter what folks say about you, if any man be in Christ, the Bible says, all things are passed away. And what? Behold, I'm starting all over again. Behold, all things become new. Being in Christ is the very root and the essence of the new life of the child of God, of the Christian. We have passed from death unto life. The powers of death can't hold us down anymore, because God is going to call us from the physical death into the new country at his appointed time. We belong, once we obey the gospel, we belong to our Heavenly Father. He paid a high price for that privilege that he gives us to be adopted children. Let us keep in mind, once we become the adopted child of God, let us keep in mind there is no other power on earth that can compare and give us what we receive as a faithful, as a result of the faithfulness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and as a result of the faithful life that we are to live. From that point onward, church, we are not in the flesh or in sin anymore. It is as if we are new citizens in a new country, new creatures. That's one of the reasons the Holy Spirit calls it new creatures. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have a share. We have a share of Christ's triumph over the forces of death and hell. They couldn't hold him in their power, and by God's marvelous grace, they no longer hold us in their power. Realize, recognize who you are, but more importantly, whose you are. Jesus rose again. Jesus went down in the water grave of baptism. He also went down in death. But in both cases, he rose again. That's our theme. We rose again too. I'll rise again. There's no power on earth that can tie me down. I'll rise again. And that we will. Listen carefully. We as sons and daughters of God, it's critically important that we realize and understand the transformation as a result of hearing the gospel, believing it, receiving it, and obeying it. It's like being just like, that's what the Bible says. It's a new birth. Born again. We must study his word and work together with one with another, and so that we might become acquainted with and become better informed and having more knowledge about who we really are now. It ain't, pardon my colloquial expression of it, well, maybe I better say it is not. It's not the same as when we were before we were buried in water baptism. That's why the Bible says we are new creatures or new creations in Christ Jesus. We share in Christ's triumph over the forces of death, but that's not all. We share in Christ's comment over every evil. Just as sin and death cannot hold Jesus in their power, guess what? They no longer hold us in its power. Son of man, if you're here, isn't that good news? That's good news to those who have already given their life to Jesus Christ. It's always good to hear that we have the power over sin and death. We sing a song, death can't hold me, something like that. Can't hold me down. I'll rise again. By the grace of God, by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Participate in Jesus' resurrection. Therefore, there's no power on earth that can hold me down. Never again to be held by the claws of death. Rise again in Christ Jesus to live with him forever. Read, study, pray, but keep an eye on Revelation 20:21. What it's going to be like in the afterwhile. In the afterwhile. No more sickness. No more dying. Isn't that wonderful? Live forever with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only with him, the Father and the Holy Spirit, because we will be one. We have been one on earth after we obey the gospel and live faithfully. We will be one with them in eternity. We cannot, even though we read the words in Revelation 20 and 21, we read the words, but it really seems impossible for us to be able to encompass the whole scope of this, because we see death everywhere. We see sin here, there, and yon. And sometimes it even might walk down our street. Live for the Lord. Participate in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection by being buried in water, added to the body of Christ. Rise to walk in the newness of life and become the adopted child of our Lord and Savior, the only begotten Son. Are you willing? Are you ready to obey the gospel? You say, I've done that. Be faithful to your calling. You didn't make that decision by yourself. It was by the grace of God that you were blessed to have that mindset to give your life to Jesus Christ. Hear his gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. Come up out of the water of God. Water, the watery death, and live a new life in Christ Jesus. And if you do that, heaven will be your eternal home. God liberates. He frees us from the chains and the stains and the pains of our past. God elevates. He embraces us and lifts us up to reign with him. Isn't that good news? God educates. He gives us wise counsel and future directions. God compensates. He fills areas where we are weak and lack competence. God also motivates. It is God who is our source of vision, hope, and purpose. God also regenerates. He transforms us to live on a higher level by his supernatural resources. Lastly, God activates. He commissions us to obey and move forward in his will without hesitation, without reservation, based upon what we've shared with you. How can you resist his calling? How can you not come and become his adopted child if you're not in the body? It's beyond human comprehension. With all that he has done, and with all the power that he has, how is it that he is still concerned with us? He still loves us. That's beyond our comprehension. But thank God Almighty, he does. Are you ready? If you're not ready, get ready. When? If you come from the city, right now. If you come from the country, right now. Now is the time to say yes to God and no to Satan. You've heard his word. Do you believe, receive? You repent? Confess Jesus? Are you willing to confess Jesus as your brother in Christ? and to be the Son of God and be and it seems from the human perspective it's really simple. We don't have to go and climb any mountains. Just make a decision to give your life to God, who has everything. And He's even telling us, has told us, the blessings that we enjoy on planet Earth. And even if we lose our life on planet Earth, because we are following Him. He says, I have a home eternal in the heavens for you. Don't worry about it. Just come on home and live with me forever. Where can you get an offer? Who else can give you an offer kin to that? Not like that, kin to that. Forever. Never again to die. We sing the song, this world is not my home. I'm just a what? Passing through. God says, come on. Come live with me. And you can live with me forever. In eternal bliss. That's not encouraging. You have a better deal? If you have a better deal than that, take it. But if you don't have a better deal than that, have the wisdom to take His debt, His offer. Live for Him. Die and go and not only live for Him, live with Him. The lesson is yours. Come now and become a faithful child of God. And He's going to give you His Holy Spirit to help you do that. If you're in the body of Christ and you walk contrary to what have you allowed to draw you away from God's love? Nothing that will endure. Nothing that will help you at the final roundup of human affairs. He's willing to forgive you. Come now as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
What can wash away my sin?
Yes.
Nothing but the
blood
of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Nothing but
the blood of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Sing and all precious is the flow that makes me warm. There's no other fount.
Come on, light for Jesus.
I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my part in this, my sin, nothing but the blood
of Jesus.
Jesus, for my cleansing this, my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing and all
precious
is the flow that makes me white as some no other fount. I know nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'm sure that there are times when you wonder. There are times of bewilderment when you share. God blesses you with an opportunity to share a word of what He's offering. Perhaps with friends, relatives, acquaintances, and they can't see the light. They turn the offer that God is offering through them, they turn that down. But when they turn it down, this is so heartrending. What do they have to go to? There is nothing that I know about, that I read about, or have read about, that will rescue them when they leave planet Earth and stand before God. That's on His record. God keeps a record on everything and everybody. It's on His record that that person that you talk with, that you encourage, said, no, I think I'm all right where I am. The saddest part about that, die in that state, there is no second chance. There is no second chance. When you leave this world, this is where you have the opportunity. It's amazing that you see a church here and a church there. And when the apostles preach by the power of the Holy Spirit, all through the Bible, they established a church here, there, and yon. But every apostle, all 12 of them, they preached the same gospel and established the same church everywhere. It was man, human beings, who refused to accept just what Jesus had given the apostles. And because, perhaps, who knows? God knows. Why won't people accept what they can read? And be saved. And live eternally with God. Why take that chance? Even if it was possible, and it's not in here, why would you take the chance? Knowing that you don't have an opportunity to say, excuse me, Lord, I'm sorry I did that. And he said, all right, come on in. Let us be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let us not become so discouraged that we stop seeking opportunities to share a word for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because at some point, somewhere, here in the body of Christ, because someone took the time to share it with you, and in some cases, to put up with you. Because in some cases, you run into some humdingers, but they're pretty nice humdingers, and you're able to teach them long enough and pray about the matter that they become sons and daughters of God. That's why Jesus came to earth, that we might go to that place called hell that burns with fire and brimstone, which makes the fire, brimstone makes the fire hotter than just normally. And you never die, but live there forever. Make your calling and election sure. Let us be mindful of that punishment. And let it also, God's goodness, and let us allow the punishment that God gives those who disobey to motivate us to not become so discouraged that we stop sharing or stop looking for opportunities to share God's word. Because if we, in some cases, if we can think back, we probably got tired of somebody in the body talking to you before you accepted God's way and became a child of God. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Go with God. Brother Burton, can you give us a verse of let's see. You fight on.
You fight on. You fight on.
Thank you.
You fight on. You fight on.
All right. On.